The hedge fund, Starboard Value, has filed papers with the Securities Exchange Commission nominating three people to the Wausau Paper Board of Directors. Two Starboard nominees were elected to the board last year, and three more would give the hedge fund a majority and control of the company. In its statement, Starboard accuses the current board of, quote, complacent oversight, and says it is waging the proxy fight to, quote, help shareholders realize maximum value, including pursuing, quote, a sale of the entire company. Wausau Paper Director of Investor Relations Perry Gruber says a response from the company is on the way.
You know, at this juncture, it's a fluid environment. We will be pursuing the release of our own proxy materials, which will explain the perceptions of our board of directors as it relates to all the issues that have been discussed publicly.
Gruber would not comment on whether the current board is committed to keeping the company's headquarters in the Wausau area.
Again, I'm not sure that the issue has been specifically reviewed, but I would have no specific information on that at this point.
Gruber says the company will field its own slate of candidates to keep Starboard from getting a majority on the board.
If you're speaking of current Wausau Paper directors, it's my belief that they will stand for re-election at the upcoming meeting.
Wausau Paper announced last month that it was putting its Mosinee and Rhinelander mills up for sale. Gruber says that action was part of a long-term strategy of the current board of directors to maximize shareholder value. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.